Get your exterior painting to-dos done easily with Dutch Boy Pristine Exterior Paint. With its rain rinse technology, rain naturally washes away dirt and grime. Plus, it resists cracking and peeling, making it perfect to withstand the harshest weather conditions. Save big money on Pristine Exterior Paint and start your painting project today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big money at
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batzler to my good colleague Lorenzo Fiore. He is in Bobbio, Italy. A beautiful picture I see in looking up Bobbio, but there's much more to it. There's a secret that is now to be revealed. Lorenzo, wonderful. You're in Bobbio, which is an ancient village. However, it is also the backdrop for a famous painting. Please introduce us to Bobbio. What do you see? What is there? And about the bridge, before we get to the famous painting, what about the bridge? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening to all the radio listeners. Well, let me tell you that Bobbio is a sort of historical center of a very beautiful area, which is in between Liguria, Lombardia, Piemonte, and Emilia. So it's a sort of a golden corner of four different Italian regions, and it's in a very nature valley, the valley of the Trebbia River, and it's a valley plenty of historical sites, a lot of historical places, castle towers, and so on, particularly back to the Middle Age, High Middle Age, and Lower Middle Age. And it's an area that I do recommend tourists to pay a visit because the nature is fantastic. The food is excellent, and you can really enjoy because it's so green, a dense forest, plenty of butterflies across this time in summertime, and in the winter time, the color in the fall season, and then in the winter time, you have the color of the fall season and the snow of the winter time. So something that deserves the attention of the people, because you are just 1 hour far from the sea, 1 hour far from Milan and all the other most important town of the northwest of Italy.
And the bridge, what is it called?
The bridge is called Hunchback Bridge. Why Hunchback? Because it's a bridge with several arches, and these arches are all of them different in terms of size and height. So it's not, it's an irregular shape, which make it a sort of hunchback profile. That's why this is the name of the bridge. That was built in the High Middle Age, so back to the time of Charles Magnus.
Yes, and now the famous painting. It never occurred to me to ask, what's that behind Mona Lisa? What are we looking at?
Well, I do suggest all the radio listeners to Google and take the picture of Mona Lisa painting and have a look by enlarging the picture. On the right side, above the shoulder of Mona Lisa, you can see a bridge. That bridge has 5 arches. Very likely that bridge looks like the bridge of Bobbio, because even that bridge has an irregular shape. So there are analysis that could say that very likely Leonardo da Vinci painted Mona Lisa here in Val Trebbia. Don't forget that Val Trebbia, Bobbio, is not far away from Milan, where Leonardo da Vinci spent many years of his life. So it is very likely that Leonardo da Vinci came to Bobbio in his time being in Milan. And so I think it's an historical and pretty true reconstruction. Also, Mona Lisa should be the painting of Lisa Gherardini, if I remember. That's why it's called Lisa. Why Gioconda? Because that lady got married with Francesco Giocondo, a nobleman of Florence. But the name of the painting was given later, during the middle of the 17th century, while the reconstruction of being a painting painted in Bobbio is because that lady could be Bianca Sforza. Again, another noble lady got married with one of the member of the Sforza family.
And now we move from the Mona Lisa up to date in Italy. Giorgia Meloni and the government are in trade talks with the United States, but that's ongoing. Is that correct?
Well, they are ongoing, some talks, but don't forget that the negotiation are responsibility of the European Commission, so under the leadership of Ursula von der Leyen. Let me tell you that there was a visit of Mr. Tajani a couple of days ago in Washington, having talks with Mr. Rubio, and very likely they are trying to foster, the possibility to reach as far as possible an agreement before the 1st of August. That is the deadline given by Mr. Trump to start with the application of duties.
Now a celebration. The team, the women's team for Italy, for the first time in nearly 30 years, is in the semifinals. Who did they defeat, and is it a surprise?
No, let me say it's a celebration and a consolation, because a few weeks ago, the male football Italian team lost against Norway 3-0. And now the Italian team is again in difficulties to be qualified for the World Championship, while the ladies won very well against Norway, and they are now in the semi-final of the European Football Female Championship. So we are very happy that the female are doing better than the male. The male are not doing at all well over the last decade.
Lorenzo, I'm surprised that Italy is not doing well. Is that a surprise this year? They always have a good team.
Well, we have a good team, but we did very well across the European Championship, not the latest one, but the one before. But apart that moment, we are not in the World Championship over the last three editions. So there is the risk that we will not be in the World Championship again for the fourth time, which is unacceptable for the
right.
Italian people.
And finally, a tragedy, the loss of a young cyclist going downhill, I believe. He hit his head, but don't they wear helmets? It's very odd what happened to him.
Well, let me tell you, it's a very tragedy. And for me, that I'm a biker, is a tragedy twice. Unfortunately, going on the bike now, because of the material, the new technology, makes let me say, the sport pretty dangerous, particularly when you go up to the hill, up to the mountain, and then you start the descent, because you can reach a high speed, even above 70 kilometers per hour. And I mean, you need to be a sort of acrobat on the bike when you are a sportsman. When I'm doing my biking, I try to be much prudent.
I mentioned one more thing, your weather. Has it been raining or is it dry? And I'm worried about the mushrooms. Are they coming in?
The mushroom season normally is just the beginning of the fall season, end of summer, beginning of the fall season. There is a possibility to have mushroom also, let's say, during summertime if you have rain. We had rain, but not as much as it is necessary to grow mushroom. Now the season is okay. Temperature in the north of Italy are acceptable. Temperature in the south are very, very hot. With some uncertain the weather forecast for next week, very likely we will have some thunderstorm here in the north and very hot weather in the south.
Lorenzo Fiore and Bobbio. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.